We meet as we always do. It isn't a romance. It isn't even a friendship. I only know your last name, and you only know my first. It's an arrangement. Every Friday night, I come to your place, and you make me disappear. Your fetish mirrors mine. We met at a local BDSM discussion group. You were quiet. I talked too much. I could feel you looking at me, watching, studying. I mentioned how much I loved bondage, and that was enough for you to talk to me after. You were skeptical. I understood that. I was skeptical too. The bondage I craved was not what most people did. It wasn't light and playful and fun. It wasn't foreplay. It wasn't a means to something else. It's who I am. It's my sensuality. It's my sexuality. It's my everything. And soon enough, I would discover that it was yours too. I knock on the door and you let me in. Your apartment is beautiful, at least the parts of it I have seen. I look at your living room, beautiful couches, amazing artwork on the walls. I see the catalog from the latest museum exhibit on your coffee table. I just was there this past weekend, I think to myself. But I know it won't come up in conversation. We don't talk about things like that. We barely speak. You ask if I need to use the bathroom before we get started. The question makes my stomach tighten. It makes things real. I know what's coming. I shake my head and you gesture, directing me down the hall to the door at the end. We walk there together, and you press your thumb against a pad on the wall, and there's a click. I reach down and turn the doorknob, and it opens. I turn back and smile softly, entering the room. It's chilly. You keep it cold. The room is small and dark. I know the ritual. I undress while you wait outside. It doesn't take long for me to remove my clothes. I'm not rushing, but I am excited, and I'm ready for them to be off. I'm ready to start. I'm ready to disappear. When we first met, it was different. Our sessions were short. I learned how to prepare. You gave me stretches and exercises to do every day, and I did them. The first arm binder you placed on me was the first I'd ever worn. I dreamed about that moment, my arms drawn behind me, slipped into a long leather single glove, and pulled tightly together. As the straps buckled and the laces tightened, I felt transported, whisked away to a dreamland. I was truly helpless, unable to free myself. I squirmed and moaned. I didn't care how I looked. I didn't care what you thought of me. I was in true bondage for the first time, and I never wanted it to end. I felt my pussy growing wet. So wet. The feeling consumed me. It made me crave more. So much more. But that was all you would let me have, at least for the moment. Each time I came to visit, it was something new. Another layer, another addition, another way to make me feel more helpless, another way to make me even wetter than before. Each time we started with the arm binder, but each week it would change. The first one felt too loose now, too big. It was almost bulky. The next was tighter. And as I did my stretches and my exercises, I became more and more flexible. And now, each morning as I did them, I'd get wet, thinking about my bondage, anticipating it and wanting it, craving it. Friday always seemed so far away. And now I see the arm binder waiting for me. I can't know for sure, but I suspect it's been altered to fit me. Maybe even made for me. It's the fifth or maybe sixth one you've used on me. I look at it, hanging on a hook on the wall, waiting for me. And when the door opens and you enter, you don't look at me or say a word. You just cross the room and remove it from its waiting place. I don't need instructions now. I know what to do. I curl my hands into two small fists and put my arms behind my back. Your hands pull the leather over my arms and my balled-up fists settle into a pocket at the bottom. As you apply more pressure, I feel the leather conform to the shape of my hands, trapping them. My fingers are now useless, pressed into my palms. The leather sleeve is pulling my elbows together, and I feel them touch, sending a wave of shivers through my body. I inhale slowly, hold my breath for a moment, and then let it out, expelling all the anxiety of the day, of the week. Your hands pull the straps over my shoulders and buckle them in back. I have no idea why it feels so good for you to take my arms away, or why your silence is so comforting to me. You tighten the laces and my mind starts to slip into that place I want to go, the place that only bondage can take me. My arms are trapped, sealed, secure. You tighten a strap around my wrists and then around my elbows. Any hope of movement is gone. This is everything I need. Everything I've dreamed of. This alone would be enough for me. But you're only getting started. I feel myself getting wet. I can smell myself. I know you can too. You don't say a word. You never do. I know you notice. How could you not? I feel my whole body starting to change, to adjust. Dopamine, oxytocin, adrenaline. It all feels so good. You touch a small panel on the wall, and a bright light illuminates a chair in the center of the room. I position myself on it, arms over the back, letting the thin, curved metal plate slide between my back and my bound arms. The chair. It overwhelmed me just to look at it. Metal, curved, elegant. It looked as if it had been designed for someone like me, and it probably was. I'd never seen anything like it, not even in my dreams. The first time I sat in it, I was amazed by how perfectly it conformed to my body. It was cold and metal, yet it seemed to bend and flex around me, making contact with every inch of my skin that was exposed to it. I expected to feel myself pressing into it, but it felt exactly the opposite. It was pressing into me. In just a few seconds, I felt the metal warm to the temperature of my body, and I felt like I was merging with it. When I placed my bound arms over the back, I felt them slip into a second sheath. This one wasn't buckled or laced, but cinched instead mechanically. The hum of a small motor was all I could sense as I felt my trapped, helpless bound arms pull tight against the back of the chair. I was now pinned to the chair, immobilized. It was different to be bound to something. The chair had so many more surprises left for me. It took weeks and weeks before I would feel them all. Now, with my arms secured to the chair, I placed my legs on the two curved and bent extensions at the bottom. You carefully strap each leg into place. On each leg, a strap crosses the top of my thigh, along the line of my pelvis. Then two more across each thigh, two on my calves, one on each ankle. My legs are straight, but only for a moment. There's a click, and then a small hum. I feel each of the straps tighten ever so slightly, binding me tighter to the chair. They slow, and then stop. Another click, and I feel my bound legs bending, my knees raising. Now my legs are folded. I can feel my heels almost touching my thighs. A new click, and now my knees start to separate. Slowly, gradually, the chair is opening me, and I feel my pussy exposed. As my legs open, I feel my bondage more and more. The exposure makes me so aware, not just of my pussy, but of my helplessness, my vulnerability, my arms, my legs. I can't move them, not a fraction of an inch. Even if I wanted to stop it, I couldn't. But I don't want to. I want to be seen. I want to be exposed. I want you to see how wet my bondage makes my pussy. What it's doing to me. A third click. And my knees rotate a bit. And my ankles move forward. I'm not just open now. I'm splayed. Displayed. No way to hide. I can feel myself dripping. I can barely manage to swallow. And as the sensations overtake me, I forget to breathe. When I do breathe, my breaths are long and deep. I watch you work, and you are working. Cool, calm, dispassionate. You draw a belt over my hips, and I feel two solid balls press into my pelvis, finding my hips and nestling against them. As you tighten the belt, I feel myself fall deeper into the depths of helplessness. I can't move my body anymore. Not my arms, not my legs, not my hips. You place a collar around my neck, a thick, heavy leather posture collar. I have to raise my chin to accommodate it, forcing my head back, so I can only stare now at the dimly lit ceiling. It follows my jawline perfectly, and when you squeeze a small rubber bulb attached, I can feel the rubber bladder inside inflate a bit, wrapping around my throat, gentle compressing. Now my head is immobilized too. I realize that the last freedom of movement I had is now gone. I'm watching helplessly now, head frozen in place, as you pull the small cart over from the corner. You've cut two large squares of medical tape, and as they approach my face, I gently close my eyes. I whimper softly as I feel your fingers press them over my eyes, sealing them shut. I open my mouth for you and feel you begin to pack it. I can't see the cloth, but I can feel it being wedged inside my mouth, first filling one cheek and then the other. A third piece in the middle, pressing my tongue down and making anything other than the smallest whisper impossible. I feel a wide strip of tape being placed over my face, sealing my lips. I try to open them, but it holds my mouth shut. Small foam plugs fill my ears, and as they expand, the room goes silent. Finally, I feel the sensation of rubber pressed against my forehead and then stretched over my hair. Slowly, it rolls down over my face and the back of my head. For a moment, it covers my nose and I can't breathe. I feel the panic and desperation. Helpless, trapped. And when the rubber is gently positioned over my nose, I feel air again in my lungs, drawn through two small holes in the rubber hood surrounding me. I feel the rubber on every part of my face, pressing the tape even tighter against my skin. Silent and blind. Faceless, bound, exposed. I can't move. All I can do is breathe. And between the posture collar and the small nose holes in the hood, each time I do, I'm very, very aware of it. I feel my exposed pussy even more now. It's so needy. And so desperate to be touched, swollen, hungry, aching. I'm ready for what comes next. I know there's a small hum in the room now, but I can't hear it. My plugged ears won't permit it, but somehow I know it's there. And then I feel it. The most gentle, tingling vibration pressed just on the tip of my clit. Almost imperceptible. Maybe it would be if I could feel or sense anything else. An instrument of your own design, I suspect. Not enough vibration to allow me an orgasm, but just enough to make me really want one. Desperately want one. It starts to drive me crazy. And I want to squirm, but I can't. I want to press into it, but I can't. I can't think about anything else. I want to beg and plead, but I can't. All I can do is feel it. This is our arrangement. I let out small whimpers, and you watch. It's all you want, to watch, to create your faceless, helpless, bound toy to tease. I can't sense anything other than the tingling between my legs, but I can feel your eyes on me. My thighs start to twitch in their bondage. My muscles contract as much as they can, but nothing moves. It creates a feedback loop in my brain. My attempts to squirm short-circuit and make me even more aware of my helplessness. I struggle to process it, to make sense of all the feelings, the emotions, the needs and the desires, and eventually I go blank. I become that faceless, helpless, bound object you wanted to create. I am my bondage, and nothing but my bondage. My mind turns off, and in that moment, everything I was, everything I am, and everything I will ever be disappears. That is our arrangement.